This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It is a very important thing for people who are seeking Allah's pleasure, rida, to be consistent. To be consistent in doing what is right. To be consistent in your remembrance towards Allah Rabbul Alameen. And that's why Allah Almighty, who loves us so much, not only He provides for us, He shows us the way by appointing a messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said to us, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbunallah, fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim." Say, O Muhammad, whoever feel and think that they love Allah, we all love Allah, alhamdulillah. That's why we are worshipping Allah, we remember Him, and we do what He wants us to do. But then Allah put a condition, a very simple SOP. Whoever said he loved Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You just have to follow one man, and that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the way to attain the love of Allah. It's not just lip service. I love Allah. I believe in Allah. But then Allah put a condition. Tabi'uni, O Muhammad, tell them who claim to say they love Allah to follow you. When you follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's why sunnah is so important. None of us can understand what is Islam. None of us can understand the Quran, the verses of Allah, without going back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because all the ayah was revealed to only one man. So it's very important for us to have the right understanding. Don't just follow anybody, no. Just follow this man. Then you will see at the end of the tunnel, you may go through some hardship, some difficulty, but there will be light waiting for you. We survive until today is because we never give up hope. Because we understand the words of Allah, فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Life always starts with hardship, difficulty, challenges, trials, pain. If you go to the gym today, they say, no pain, no gain. When you feel some pain in your body, that means that muscle is working now. You just have to be consistent. Of course, the way to overcome pain is you must do the right way. Sometimes we do something without learning the proper way, it causes harm to ourselves. It causes injury. So that is life. And we have been sharing with all our good brothers and sisters about the book, Don't Be Sad. Because sadness is part of life. You feel sad when you see somebody that you love is leaving you. You also feel sad when you have to meet somebody who you don't like. You have to go to office to work, but there's somebody that you don't like. And you have to see him. It so happens that he's your manager. Just example. Pain, it brings sadness. Yeah. So nobody can escape from sadness. You just learn how to move on. Because you gain a lot of experiences through all these difficulty and challenges. without going through all the pain, difficulties, you don't know what is life. You would not be strong to survive. This world is for the strong and the tough people. The challenges that Allah has put all of us through today is so minor compared from the first generation, the second, the third generation. Just communication before, when you are out, when you are moving out from the people, nobody can communicate with you anymore until you meet again. Today the world have become so close to one another. You can travel anywhere you want. You can still communicate with each other. Not only you can listen to the voices, you can still go on what you call Imo, Skype. You can even see each other, TikTok. Can you imagine what is happening to all of us? And the most dangerous part, that we have been warned. We have been reminded by Allah, by our Prophet, by the people of knowledge. Be careful. Be careful of the communication that we have. With the new technology for the young generation, the AI, I also don't understand what is AI. Yeah, I only know that there is a brand in the market, AI. Yeah, that is for the food. But now, AI is about technology. So, we all must be ready for the worst to come. When you are ready for the worst to come, brothers and sisters, then you don't have problem. If there's a problem, it's very, very minor. Yeah. The last topic that has been addressed to all of us, maybe not by me, but by my assistant, is as long as you have life's basic necessity, don't be sad. Correct? That was last week, based on my record here. Yeah? If you have the means to survive, food to eat, drinks, halal drink, you can move, you can work, you can still go to school, you can just travel here and there, you can sleep, it is a great blessing. That means the necessity of life is being covered. So, you don't have to be sad. Just move on. You want a better day, you prepare yourself. That's how you move on. What you have today, if you have the necessity, you may want more, no problem. You prepare for it. Inshallah, Allah Almighty remind us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ Hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah will not change the condition of anybody, any one of us, until we are ready to make changes. You must have positive thinking. If there are so many people who are suffering around the globe, survive, how can you say, I can't survive? Children beheaded, innocent children in Gaza today. Many parents have to carry their body without a head. Of course, it never makes sense at all. In the day of judgment, these children will bear witness. بِأَيِّ زَمْ قُتِلَتْ. What sin that I have committed that you killed me? What sin that I have committed? I harm you? I cause any discomfort to you, nothing. I'm just a baby. What I know is to play, to run here and there. I don't even know what is a boom. I don't know. Maybe the explosion here and there is like people who bring firecrackers. Yeah. To the children, they don't know. They don't know what is war. What the children want from all of us as adults is love. That's all they want, attention and love. When they cry because they're hungry, you give them food class. Baby, when they cry, that is how they communicate. It's not that they are sad, no. They just want to tell you, I'm hungry. They just cannot talk to you yet. Just an example. But look at the world that we live today. We consider our world is a civilized world. Now, we are worse than animal. We are just worse than animal. And those who are like animal treat all of us like animal. Again, they treat us like animal because they are animals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen the iman of all the brothers and sisters of family in Palestine, in Gaza. It's not easy for us to feel for them because we are not there. We can cry for a while and people can keep on talking and talking and talking, but no action. That is reality. When the Muslims have problem, United Nations is not there for you. When other people have problem, United Nations all want to respond to protect human rights. Where is our right? We know. But what is more important for all of us, we should be grateful. And that is the topic we are going in. Contentment repels sadness. We are sad because of what is happening to them. We are very sad. If you don't feel anything, I don't know what to say. There are so many civilized people in the West. Common sense will tell them something is not right at all. We cannot support. We cannot be quiet. We must speak out. That's why they do a lot of demonstration. Yeah, we have to bear and have extra patience. Yeah, yeah. Because among us, we have people who are not able to hear properly. So they will struggle more than us. Yeah. So what is important, brothers and sisters? Remember, we have to move on. But we have to move on positively, constructively. If we are weak, we cannot help those who have been oppressed. We can't help them. And that's why there are the three levels of people that our prophet have mentioned. If you say that I have authority, you are the leader of the ummah. We claim, I am the king, I am the president, I am the prime minister of this country, so-called Muslim country. And you do nothing. You are worse than anyone. You have failed your responsibility. You should not be a leader anymore. If you can't lead, you don't have the spirit as a leader, then you better don't be a leader. Give up your leadership, pass it to a better person. then Allah will protect you because you admit your weaknesses. The weak one cannot be a leader. The genocide is happening around us and the leader keep quiet. Pretend that nothing happened. A'udhu billah. The second category, the Prophet ﷺ is talking about the people who have knowledge, like you and me, scholars, speakers. You say nothing, the first group do nothing. Because the one who have authority, you don't have to say, you just act upon it. We need to make sure that humans survive. We need to make sure that all the food supply, water, food, the basic necessity will reach the people who are dying. If you have to send your army along with all these supplies and see whether these people honor human rights or not. Just an example. The Muslim Ummah is appointed by Allah as Khairu Ummah, Ukhrijat Linnah, the best Ummah. Because we are here to protect the weak, help the poor, and represent those who have been oppressed. That is our duty. That's why we were granted Khairu Ummah, the best generation, the best people. And Allah have warned us, if you don't care, you don't even think of how to do something to help those who've been oppressed, the weak one, you have to wait. سَيَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ Allah said, I am going to replace all of you with another nation. Another group of people who care. So as people who have knowledge, scholars, speaker, all those actor, actresses, celebrity, your word will be listened by the public. You have to speak out. But when you speak out, you must make sure it comes from your heart, not hypocrite, not drama. You know, today, Hollywood can do everything. They can make a big drama. Say, you see, I keep on kidding. You keep on talking. And let the public, you know, get confused. That is why Allah Rabbul Alameen remind us, killing one innocent soul is like killing the whole mankind. Saving one soul, honor the right of one soul, is like you are saving the whole mankind. You don't have this kind of value and teaching in other scripture except in the Holy Quran. And when we speak the truth, the media today brand us as terrorists. Number one terrorist is, we know who. When they can kill everybody openly, they thought they can keep on hiding, but with the technology today, they cannot hide everything. They can hide something, but they cannot hide everything. Allah knows what you have done openly, and He knows what you have planned secretly. You cannot escape from Almighty Allah. The Messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, the meaning of his hadith, we do not say other than that which pleased our Lord. There is a sign of a believer, you don't talk nonsense. You don't waste your time. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُقْرِدُونَ In Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah said, one of the signs of the true believer, one of the signs of the person who are worshipping Allah, making his salah with khushu', Allah said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ Who are the successful one? The believer. Who are the believer? The believer is the one who establish their prayer 5 times a day and they do it with khushu', with understanding. Not just exercising, but they worship Allah with their body, their mind, and their soul. 3-in-1. Like today, we in Malaysia love 3-in-1. Coffee 3-in-1, tea 3-in-1, every day 3-in-1. Just an example. And those who said he is a believer and he is connected to Allah, and when he pray with khushu', understanding, focus. What did Allah say? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُقْرِدُونَ They always stay away from talking things that do not benefit. No time to waste. They don't spend time gossiping, backbiting, entertain themselves and forget what is happening around you. They have to think. And while this thing is happening, brothers and sisters around us, there are still people who think of making money. Can you imagine? There are still people who try to lie to the world, lie to majority of the good people, the good Samaritans. We want this, we want that. You know what is happening in that country. Everything is being bombarded. Where do you get electricity? It's been cut off. How to get water? Only Allah knows. And still there are a lot of people who is trying to help. So happened that they said they have people over there that need this, need that, need this, and then we respond because we care. But to be realistic, do you think what we are calling for people to donate this will reach them? What guarantee do you, they say, hearsay. Other thing may enter, which they allowed, but not everything. We don't want to waste our energy, waste our money doing things that at the end of the day do not benefit. We have to plan. Even our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who have the miracle, who Allah guarantee will help him, but their time, he just have to have patience and plan until the right time. Then only he act upon it. It's not just what people are asking, no. You must ask yourself, be conscious. Do you think whatever that you have collected have reached them? Hearsay. Oh yeah, only Allah knows. At this point of time, then there is no peace. And you can see how arrogant, how fierce this enemy of mankind keep on bombarding and kill innocent life. They want to flatten everything. So how can you get electric? How can you operate? And how can you do this? Common sense will tell you, brother and sister. We know we are people who love to help. Syukur, ni'mah. But be wise too. Because people make money through the suffering of others today. The same goes to all these big bullies. They still make money because they are selling their weapons to kill innocent people. They have developed all these massive destructive weapons. The MDW. When are they going to use? This is the right time to show how inhuman these people are. They call themselves, we are civilized leader. We are the freedom fighter. Listen, the freedom fighter are those who are suffering and fight for their right. These are the freedom fighter. So the prophet here is now reminding all of us, we do not say other than which please our Lord. Anything you want to talk from today, we don't have time to waste. Talk about something that benefit your iman. Benefit the ummah. So that everybody start to think seriously. Even young people must start to think before something bad happen to them. What can happen in that country can happen everywhere. Upon you is a sacred duty to surrender yourself to what is preordained for you. It's a reminder. Every one of us must be ready to accept what is qada and qadar. We don't know. Qada and qadar is something unseen. That's why it's under the category of arkanu iman, one of the pillar of iman. Iman is a belief deep in your heart, guided by the guidance of Allah, wahyu. There are times we love so many things. We want this, we want that, we want so many things we want. What did Allah say? وَأَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. There are times you love so many good things that you feel that is good for you, but Allah said that is bad for you. وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَقْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ. Sometimes you think that this is not good, this, but Allah said this is good for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُ. Allah knows what is the best for all of us. And our knowledge towards the future, the unseen, the qada and qadar is so limited. Even Allah is showing us every day what is happening, we still don't understand what is qada and qadar. Thing that you have no control and it happened, that is what qada and qadar. Who are supposed to be here this morning is qada and qadar. We have three brothers and you have three, four, five, six sisters. Sometimes we can plan to have more, but Allah said no. Sometimes we said we want lesser, but Allah said no. Allah ordained 2, 4, 6 and 3. And that's why we are here. Of course, everybody must prepare, work for what they want. You know, there's a class every Wednesday especially. You know that it's good for your heart, good for your mind. Because we are talking about what Allah wants us to know and what the Prophet have taught us. Yeah. This is something that you need in your life. Guidance. When you are able to step up from your house to go to a place to seek knowledge, you will be rewarded by Allah. You don't lose anything. Compare you stay at home and just open your handphone, chit-chat. Or those who are busy in cooking, just cooking. So you get the food. Where is the food of your mind? Your brain needs food. It's knowledge. You organize yourself. You want everything to be well balanced. You have your breakfast. I believe all of us have breakfast already. Shukur. For your body. Now is for your mind. Plus the soul. Because you are getting closer to Allah. Learn how to surrender yourself to what is preordained. If you fulfill this duty, you will be successful in the long run. Yeah. You will be successful. We are not talking about other people, talking about you. You, as an individual, you ask yourself. Your only escape is to believe in preordainment, qada and qadar. Since whatever have been decreed must take place, you cannot escape. Because Allah have ordained all these things 50,000 years before we exist. Allah planned everything. And Allah keep on reminding us, be careful. Be ready. It's just like our children going to school. They want to pass the exam. They know when it's going to have the exam. So what do? Still chit-chat? Still entertainment? If the exam paper is going to talk about entertainment, I think we all pass. If the exam paper is going to ask you to sing, we will pass. We memorize the song. You know? If the exam paper just want to test see whether you are good in dancing, I think we will pass. We will know how to rock our body. But the exam paper have their own value. You want to pass, you have to prepare yourself. Work towards that. No subterfuge or artifice can protect you from it. Nothing. If Allah ordains something going to happen, brother and sister, nobody can change that except Allah. That's why when I was sharing this important message to the young children yesterday, do you want to be loved by your parent? Of course. Do you want to be loved by your teacher? Yes, so that the teacher will show care and love me, care for me more, pay attention. When I ask them questions, they are not angry. They love to explain to me, show me the way. Anything you do, the power of love is very important. As wife, do you want your husband to love you? What do you think? No need lah. What love, love. Yeah. Too long already. We still want love if possible. The same go a husband want to have a lovely and loving wife. Do you like your friend, good friend to love you? Of course. Can you imagine you're working, busy, your good friend comes, send you lunch. How do you feel? Oh, good friend. He think about you. He know that you're too busy to go out for that. Suddenly he send lunch for you. Allahu Akbar. You feel touched. You know, you feel Allah. So, yeah, meaningful to you. It's just an example. And Allah said to us, if you want Allah to love you, you follow the way of His Messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yuhibbukum Allah, Allah love you. Simple. You want to gain Allah's love, you don't have to do so many things. You follow the way of one man, His Messenger, I, Allah, will love you. And when Allah loves you, the first thing He would do is to forgive all your sins. Allahu Akbar. Do we have sins? We commit sins day in, day out. But Allah says, I will forgive your sin. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ زُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Because Allah is merciful and all forgiving. And when He says He forgives you, you don't have to worry. He never breaks His promise. He's not like human. I forgive you, but I don't forget. I see you in the day of judgment. Wow. You still want to look for me, eh? To settle the problem with you. Allah, when He forgive you, khalas. To the extent Allah said, whoever have committed so much sins, so many say, I will forgive you if you repent sincerely to me. But not only I will forgive you, I will transform the 10 ton of sin, example. I just give example. An ocean of sin into an ocean of good deeds. Allah's kindness is so fantastic. Amazing, Allahu Akbar. Just you must be sincere and repent to Him. And what did Allah do after that when He loved you? If you look into the Arba'in Nawawi, the hadith of compiled by Imam Nawawi, you come across hadith when Allah loves somebody, He summoned Gabriel, chief of all angels. Gabriel, I, Allah, the creator, love Fulan ibn Fulan, love so and so, love him. What do Gabriel have? Choice? No. Anything when Allah say He loves so and so, you love him, immediately Gabriel loved that person. And Gabriel will summon all the angels that exist around us and said, Allah and Gabriel love so and so, love this person. All the angels will respond, labbaik, yes, we will respond, we will love. How do you feel when you are loved by Allah, loved by Gabriel, loved by all the angels? How do you feel? You feel good? You feel protected? You feel safe? Alhamdulillah. You feel peace. Contentment repels sadness. For children who are going to school or something, when Allah help you, He open up your mind, give you certain understanding about what you're learning, that means you are ready for the exam. Suddenly, Allah show you. Allah Almighty, knowledge belong to Him. Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. He is the one who have taught people things that they know not. Have you experienced sometime? You know everything you prepared. Suddenly in front of you, the time that you have to give an answer, that thing just disappeared. Have you experienced that? I experienced that many times. I have planned. I do my homework. Suddenly when the right time for me to do something, to respond, that information just disappeared. Who make it disappear? Allah. But because we have qadr and qadr, we never give up. Even we fail, we never give up. Okay, lesson learned. Being human, you cannot be perfect. Never think that you can be perfect like Allah. No. You just feel after, I missed this. Then you value. You value other things. And that's why before you sit for any test, exam, don't forget Him. And they say, Rabbi yassir, wala tu'assir. Oh Allah, make it easy for me. Don't make it difficult. Can you imagine when we sit for exam, we are so focused on the paper, we forget Allah. We thought that this paper is our life. No, this is just a test. An exam, you fail, you still survive. You can be a very successful, wealthy person, not because of this paper. It's because you work hard. You never give up. That's how you must understand life. Some people don't have the understanding of qadr and qadr. What happened? A lot of young people commit suicide. They fail in the exam and they're staying in the 15th floor. They're ashamed that their parent is going to be very hard on them, pressure them. They just jump out. Can you imagine they just waste their whole life because of a paper? We Muslims don't do that. Life, move on. Try your best. Parents always remind the children, you try your best, do your homework. Whatever for us, alhamdulillah. We must be positive too as parents. We must know how to handle our young generation today. Don't pressure them. I remember the day when I was going to school, no pressure from the parent. You just do. No tuition, nothing. At our time, no tuition, no tuition. You go to school, when the teacher is talking, listen. No, it's not for you to play when the teacher is talking. But the teacher before is very different from the teacher today. Teacher are very committed. They love this, to see the children, you know, pass the exam, make them very proud. But today the teacher is all commercial, making money. They just give you a bit here, a bit there, up to your tuition. Pay me again. Everything is being commercialized. Knowledge is being commercialized. Everything. Charity is being commercialized. You just name it. Nauz billah. Of course, there are two types of business. Business that you will regret. There are business that you will gain a lot of benefit from Allah. They call tijaratun lan tabur. A business that's sure to guarantee your profit, dunya and akhirah. If you follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A thinker has said, from where has the idea come to us? We say that a luxurious, stable life, free from obstacle and hardship, creates prosperous and great men. Where does the idea come from? The case is quite the opposite. Those who have made a habit of living the easy life will continue to further develop lazy habits. As they go on in life, they become weaker and weaker because they are not hardworking people. Thing that is very easy for you to have, like today, our children have a very comfort kind of life. Remember when we were young, do we sleep in an aircon room? No aircon. Today, No aircon, cannot sleep. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine? The same go to us. We are so spoiled already. If there's an electricity failure, call. Yeah, because we are so spoiled. No? They don't want to sweat anymore. If possible, no sweat. My body is free from sweat. You know, sweating is burning, is helping to burn all the extra thing inside your body. You see why people before are very healthy, they still can go to the field, they can do this, they can do it. Because they keep on sweating, it burns. Whatever they take, it burns. The sugar that it's burned. Now, no burning. We become barbecue. Yeah. History witnesses the greatness has surrendered its reign to men of different background. From this background are environments that have both good and bad, or environments where good and bad cannot be differentiated and cannot be distinguished. And from such environment have sprung up men who have carried great responsibility on their shoulders without ever negligently casting them off. Just look at our parent today. We have not gone through all the comfort that children today. They work very hard to give the best for the children. But they don't feel that it's hard as long as their children is happy. When they can give, look at the children happy, they are happy. Normally, parent is like that. But children don't have that value. They just want they happy. You are happy or not, they don't care. As long as I'm happy, give me what I want. No. We want all our children to learn. They can be the best. Yeah. Leader, the best daughter, the best wife, the best mother in the future. If they start to learn, be grateful, be contented with what you have. You want more, work more. That's all you have to do. Don't give up. Don't be lazy. Don't be selfish. Just think of yourself. Who were those that carried the flag of divine guidance in the early day of Islam? If you look back to the history, brothers and sisters, the one who carried the flag of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, they were the freed slave. There's a lot of slavery before. And they become a free man, a free lady. Because when the Muslim understand what is Islam, they want everyone to be the slave of Allah, not the slave of human. So that's how Islam overcome slavery. Before Islam, the strong exploit the weak. The powerful oppress, yeah, the weak one. So a lot of slavery. Islam came and abolished slavery. No more. Free them. One, they believe in Allah. Free them so that they become the slave of Allah. Ibadullah. Not ibadul. Insan. Ibadullah. They were the freed slave, the poor, and the destitute. But they hold on to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul. And Allah keep on giving them victory upon victory. Because Al-Falah min Allah. Iza ja'a Nasrullah. when the help of Allah come, you will see the result. Yeah? And most of the people who stood definitely against them were the nobles, the chief, and the rich, the one who followed them. Not only the poor, even the rich honor them, because everything is from Allah. He raised up whoever He want, and He downgrade whoever He wish. Remember the ayah that majority of Muslim memorize: "Qul Allahumma malik al mulk tuqt al mulk man tasha, wa tanzi'u mulk min man tasha, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tuzillu man tasha." Say, remember, every power, kingdom belong to Allah. All the kings in this world belong to the real king, Allah, Rabbul Alamin, Al-Malik. All authority belong to Him. He gives to whom He please, and He will take away from whom He please. He honor those who honor Him, and He will downgrade those who ignore Him. All kingdom belong to Him. Be connected to Him. Do what He wants you to do. Even you are nobody, you become somebody. You weak, you are weak, He make you strong. You are poor, He make you rich. Because everything belong to Him. And when our clear verses are recited to them, those who disbelieve among the rich and the strong, among the pagan of Quraysh, who live in a life of luxury, say to those who believe, because the believers are the poor, the weak, and the companion of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah end by saying, which of the two groups, believers or disbeliever, is best in position and station place in council of consultation? In Surah 19, verse 73, Allah is telling us about how the pagan, yeah, look down upon the poor, yeah, the weak one, the believer. At the end of our day, Allah prove to them they are wrong. And they say, we are more in wealth and in children, and we are not going to be punished. They claim, the disbeliever can claim anything. Their life is like a drama. Yeah. It's not real. Real life is different. Yeah. Allah keep on reminding us, thus we have tried some of them with others, that they might say, is it this poor believer that Allah have favored from among us? Does not Allah know best those who are grateful? Who are the one who decide? It's me, it's Allah, not you. You value success in a different way. Allah values success from a different angle. You thought that we have a paper, oh, you are so good. No, paper is just a paper. You are a doctor, you are an engineer, you are a scientist, you are this and that. You have a paper. But if you are arrogant, ungrateful to Allah, you don't worship Him, there's no value. One question about your dunya, Allah will not ask. Where do you get your PhD? What degree do you have? Allah will never ask this question. He asks, who is your Lord? If you fail to answer, khalas, you fail. Ma Rabbuk? If you can answer, Allahu Rabbi, my Lord is Allah. Shukr. Question number two. Ma Dinuk, what is your religion? You don't follow Islam. You cannot answer. Now you can answer. People ask, what is your religion? Islam. Because you still have the desire. Yeah, you can just say what you want to say. But do you think when you die 6 feet below, you think you are like what you are today? No. The only thing that will help you to answer is your belief and your action. Your action, your amal will speak on your behalf, not your desire. Khalas. It's the amal that you are doing when you are healthy here, they are going to represent you. Al-Islamu Dini. What is your religion? Islam. Why you say it's because you live with the guidance of Islam, you follow the Islamic, the divine law. You know what is halal, what is haram, based on Islam. Alhamdulillah. And he's going to ask you again, who is this man? Who is your prophet? How can you answer? You can't if you don't follow his sunnah now. That's why when Allah revealed the ayah, the surah, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli lirabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwal abtar. The first ayah, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. And Allah is going to give the prophet a pond of water, a lot of goodness, Al-Kawthar. In the day of judgment, this water will be collected from Jannat al-Firdaus, will flow, and it become like a pond or a lake of Al-Kawthar water. Whoever drink, they will never experience thirst anymore. And this is only given to the prophets and his ummah, to all of us. The ummah of Moses, the ummah of Jesus, the ummah of Abraham will not touch this. Only the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah promised. So the prophet will come and call upon us in the day of judgment. Ummati, ummati, where is my ummah? So all the ummah of the prophet, the caller of azan, muazzin, the people who worship Allah 5 times a day, the people who take ablution, all these people will come forward. To do what? To drink the water of Al-Kawthar. But there are groups, the angel forbid them. No. You have no right to touch that water. Get away. Go. We'll be chased away. The prophet was shocked. He said, Allah promised that this is for my ummah. So he talked to Allah. Allah never break his promise. So Allah said, you don't know what they have been doing after your death. They have abandoned your teaching. They have abandoned your sunnah. They don't care about what you want them to do anymore. They do what they want to do. They follow so many people, but they don't follow you anymore, Ya Rasulullah. And that's why they are not allowed to drink the water from this pond. So don't underestimate, the power of following the Prophet. You will get a lot of blessing. Allahu Akbar. Thus we have tried some of them with others, that they might say, is it this poor believer that Allah favor among us? Of course Allah choose whoever he like. Does not Allah know best those who are grateful? Allah know better. Allah continue by telling us, Allahu Akbar. And those who disbelieve, who are strong and wealthy say of those who believe, weak and the poor. The strong and the wealthy, sometimes they are not the believer. So you don't get worried about how strong they are, how rich they are. They get all the haram income. They exploit the weak one. Yeah, and do they rob here, they rob there, they go to a country and they colonize and rob that country and then enrich themselves in the country. They are robber. Yeah. Official robber. Licensed, robber. So don't worry about them. Had it Islamic monotheism to which Muhammad is inviting mankind been a good thing, they, the weak and poor, would not have preceded us thereto. Allah don't value you because of your money, your wealth. No. That's why the Prophet said, Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa ila amwarikum. Allah don't look into how you look, how powerful you are, how fair you are, what color of eye you have, blue, ka, red, ka, yellow. Ka. He don't care about that. And he don't look into your wealth. What he look is, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ أَعْمَالِكُمْ وَإِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. He look into your deeds and what is in your heart. What is in your heart. Your heart submit to Allah, there's the best heart than to submit to things that don't last. And everything came from Allah Rabbul Alameen. Those who were arrogant say, verily we disbelieve in that which you believe in. Normally that's what the disbeliever always react. We don't believe what you believe. It's the choice. Yeah, nobody can force anybody to believe. Yeah. Even you want to believe, remember what Allah said, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِسْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدُوا. If you believe the way the first generation, the prophet and the companions believe, then you are guided. You don't believe in your way. You believe in the way the prophet have taught you and the companion who have believed. Just follow them. Today we are very confused. We believe in so many ways. Another scholar say this, we believe. Another scholar say, we also follow. We forget to go back to what Allah said about the believer and how do the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught his companion about iman. That's why Allah said, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِسْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدُوا. If you believe the way that how the early nation believe, you will be guided. Don't worry about what people want to say to you. Don't worry. They can say this, they can say that. Today you can, people are very confused. In Malaysia, double confused. They say anything to do with belief, aqidah, iman, you follow certain star, certain scholar. Neither the scholar call you to follow him. That is the problem. The scholar who come up with this kind of, method, he never said, follow me. He just used that method because that is the situation they are facing with the different kind of people, mindset. So they use that approach. It's not they say, mine is the best, follow me. You don't follow me, you turn astray. But the way we are talking to the public is that you must follow that way only. Where Allah said, follow His way. We are confused. And you are using the name of good scholar and you are lying. Yeah. With their name. They never say, follow me. They say, this is our approach. Because we encounter different kind of environment, so we approach in this manner. Do you know what I'm sharing with you, brothers and sisters? You know, some know, some... May Allah make you understand. Those who know, share. Yeah, with those who are not sure. Yeah. Sometimes we feel sad, very sad. Where are we heading? Don't we have that guidance, the Quran and the Sunnah, the Prophet, to show us the way? We have. Don't we read the seerah of all the Khulafa Rashidin, the people that guarantee go to paradise? We have. But why our mindset is so narrow? Why we are still so confused? We don't understand. Allah Musta'an. None of the imams said, follow me. None. All the imam, Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, Hanbali said, follow Quran and Sunnah. None of the great imam, Abu Sha'ar, Abu Hasan Sha'ari, Abu Mansur Madr said, follow me. He said, follow Quran and Sunnah. When come to this, we, the blind follower, start to say, think that none of the scholars say that. And we use their name sometimes. Like, this is what the imam said. Na'uzu billahi minazzalik. I don't know what is happening to our mindset. Why we are going so far away from the truth. And we keep on asking Allah, ihdina siratal mustaqim, day in, day out. Oh Allah, guide us all to the straight path. And Allah have shown you the way, and you don't choose that way. And you want to choose your way. We just don't understand. Are we sad? Of course we are sad, because the way have been shown to us, and we still refuse to follow. And we ask for guidance. No. And they say Allah is talking to us, telling us, why is not this Quran sent down to some great man of the two towns, Makkah and Taif? Is it they who would portion out the mercy of your Lord? They always have argument when they don't want to follow. Why you only send these people, the poor and the weak one who follow? It should come from the great man. It's up to Allah. You see, Prophet Muhammad, he was born without a father. And then, after a while, the mother passed away, an orphan. From ground zero. And he had to be breastfed by other people. Breastfed by who? Halimatu Sa'adiyah. After the mother gives some breastfeeding, then Suwayba, the slave of Abu Lahab, who was freed because of his birth. And then she, Suwayba, breastfed the Prophet. Later on, Halimatu Sa'adiyah, the third one. And he's a poor guy. Orphans, no father, no mother now, taken care by the uncle, Abu Talib. But he have a very unique character from young. Allah guide him through. That everybody love him. Because he never lie when he speak. He only speak what is right. Siddiq. When you entrust him with anything, he proved to you you can trust him. Amana. When he make any promise, he never betray and break any promises. All the good character that we should have is in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why when people ask Aisha about his character, He said, "Kana khuluquhul Quran." He is the living Quran. You look at the Quran, that is the character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, our character only God knows. Half Bollywood, Hollywood. No, our character so unique. Yeah. We follow the West until the West also don't know who you're following. You know, the West have abandoned their old way and we are picking up the old way. We have the best guidance to follow the Quran and the Sunnah. I often recall the words of Antara, in which he established that his worth is in his character and deeds and not in his lineage or connection. And he said, "Despite being a slave, I am a noble chief. And despite being black in color, I have a white character." These are beautiful words shared by good people. Yeah? Alhamdulillah, brother and sister, we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to gain this noble character, guided by the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are the khairu ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our good deeds, forgive all our sins and mistakes, and make us the best again. Amen. If there's any question, now we open for Q&A. Fatafaddal. Any Q&A? If there's any on the line, online. Okay. Start from there first. What is the cut-off time for Isha prayer? Every prayer, there is a time, the beginning and the ending. Inna salata kanat ala mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Allah said, indeed, the time of prayer has been fixed for the believer. So Fajr will end when sunrise. Zohor end when Asar comes in. Asar end when Maghrib comes in. Maghrib end when Isha come in. Isha end when midnight come in. The midnight, Islamically, according to the Islamic calculation, Nisful Lay. Nisful Lay mean not 12 midnight, no. That means you count Maghrib start at what time, Fajr start at what time. Okay? Maghrib start at what time, Fajr start at what time? Just example, Maghrib start at 7:20, 6 Fajr start. In between, that is our midnight. That is our midnight. Hope is clear. Second one?
Okay, second question. What is the best sequence of fardu prayers, sunnah prayers, and azkar? Should it be fardu prayers, and then you recite your azkar, and then only you perform your sunnah prayers?
Repeat.
She's asking, like, when we want to perform the supererogatory prayers, sunnah prayers, right?
The sunnah prayer.
Okay, for example, like Zuhur prayers, right? Do we perform the, okay, after we perform the Zuhur prayers, do we recite the azkar first, and then we perform the sunnah prayers? Or do we straight away perform the sunnah prayers, and then at the end of the sunnah prayers, we recite our azkar.
Azkar. Yeah. The zikr that is recommended by our Prophet is to recite after fardu prayer. So there is a space between the fardu and the sunnah prayer. But if a person is rushing for something that is more important, after the fardu prayer, you sit at least to say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah 3 times. Then you can do your sunnah prayer, and after that, while you are moving, you can continue with your zikr, the azkar. Yeah? But highly recommended, after the fardu prayer, you make the azkar. because that is what the Prophet has shown us. But like I said again, sometimes our lifestyle is different. We are rushing, but at least you said, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Because the Prophet don't like people to, immediately after the Faruq, do the Sunnah prayer. There must be a gap. Yeah, either you move to another area, yeah, that means you don't pray on the same spot where you perform the fardu prayer. Move. And then, of course, while you're moving, but don't just move. Be at least honor the imam. After imam gives salam, you give salam, the imam will say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Remember, the rizikir that the Prophet recommend for after fardu prayer, istighfar is only Astaghfirullah. A lot of people do more than that. Astaghfirullah al-azim al-lazi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu. That istighfar was taught by the Prophet, but not as a zikr after fardu prayer. You can recite in other time. Yeah? But the one that was recommended after fardu prayer, Astaghfirullah, 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 short and sweet. Alhamdulillah. Yeah? And that is the way. Next.
Okay, next question. This person is asking, is there any specific sunnah prayers that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam practice to perform as a sort of sedekah to our deceased prayer, to our deceased parents? Macam contohnya nak sedekah pahala atau sedekah okay. doa to our deceased parents.
None in the sunnah of the Prophet, none been practiced by any companions. None have been practiced by the four great imam, Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi, Hanbali, to perform any sunnah prayer for the deceased. No. The only thing that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does, and the companion and all the great scholars of Islam, is to make prayer istighfar. Istaghfiru li akhikum, whoever passed away and you came to know, ask Allah to forgive their soul. Allahumma ighfir lahu warhamhu wa'fi wa'fun. That's all. The prayer of deceased, for the deceased, not sunnah prayer. Two raka'at or four raka'at. No, don't do that. Even your intention is good, but ibadah is not for you to plus, minus, without any example from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Islam, anything to do ibadah is been perfected by Allah through His Messenger. No plus and minus. The Prophet said, "Man amila amalan laysa alaihi amruna fahuwa raddun." Whoever do an act of worship not taught by us will not be accepted, will be rejected. It's a waste of time. Don't follow what people say. Follow what Allah and the Prophet want us to do. Jazakallah. Any last one?
There's
online? Three more.
I think these are short questions.
Okay.
Okay, so another person is asking, what is the minimum distance for us to be able to shorten our prayers?
Minimum distance, as long as you are a traveler and you know you're a traveler, then the shorten of the prayer is recommended. The Prophet never fixed. Scholars will fix 80 kilometers, maybe 60 kilometers. Yes, scholar will give you some guideline, but not from the Prophet. You have to be sincere to yourself. Are you a traveler? If you used to travel one area to another, it's a routine now. Every day there is, you stay here, you work there, it become routine. So you are not considered as a traveler anymore. When you are outside from the normal zone, yeah, and you know that you have the right to claim that I am a traveler, you have to ask yourself, actually this is a test from Allah too, you know? Because when the Prophet never limit, we have no right to limit. It's just opinion, no problem. You have your opinion, I have my opinion. There is your opinion. You feel, oh, lesser than 80 kilometers, I'm not a traveler. If you decide that as your guideline, carry on. But you cannot tell, this is the law. You can't. Nah.
Okay, next question. In Mecca, our prayers will have blessings up to 100,000 times. But what if we do bad deeds in Mecca? Do we get the same bad deeds but 100,000 times?
Wow. What we know is about the goodness of Mecca. We may commit sin too when you are in the Holy Land. Will the sin be calculated 100,000 times? Now, one thing I want to tell you. That hadith is considered about praying in Masjid al-Haram. Just praying. Not talking about fasting. Talking about praying. In Masjid al-Haram. There are some people came up with another understanding. You can pray in any mosque in Mecca. You get 100,000 reward. That is just an opinion. The Prophet now said, any mosque in Mecca, he said, fi Masjid al-Haram. So some people say, because this masjid, others may say, also in Haram, in the land of Haram. So they said, you also have the right. No, you cannot make tawaf in other masjid. Only in Mecca and Mukarramah, yeah, where the Kaaba is there, you get that reward. So, talking about prayer, yeah, about your sin, it's up to Allah. There's no hadith on that. Opinion maybe. So, but in general, if you look at the hadith, the Prophet did mention, and even Allah said, "Likulli hasana ashru amsariha." Every good deed will be rewarded 10 times extra to 700 times. Except fasting, the fasting is up to Allah to reward us. But any bad thing will count as one. To show Allah's mercy is so great. You commit a sin, they write for you one sin. You commit a good deed, they write for you 10 to 700 times. You see how loving and kind Allah is? Yeah? That the hadith is there. Now, next.
Okay, next question is, niqab is prohibited during ihram. However, I read that covering the full face is permissible. How does this jive when it's like polar opposites? So that's what she's asking.
Covering the
face.
Face. No. That is niqab. Then what is the second one after that?
She's asking like niqab is prohibited during ihram. However, I read that covering the full face is considered permissible.
The what? Covering the?
Covering the full face.
Covering the full face. That is niqab. Niqab is to cover the face. You see? Until you have a good reason. Storm dust suddenly, then not only the male, the female, even the male will start to cover because it may endanger your eye, your nose and everything because the storm dust is very strong sometimes. That's why you see in Arabs, country, normally the male also wear the igar ready is when the sandstorm come, they are going to cover. Yeah? Why? Because to protect yourself from further harm, yeah, from the sandstorm. You see, it can even cause harm to your eyesight and so on. You know, in the time the Prophet, they don't have sunglasses like today, you know. Yeah? But so they use that as a protection. Yeah? So you should follow what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have command us to do. Yeah. I normally don't like to entertain opinion when the hadith is very clear. When there is no clear hadith, you may entertain opinion. But please remember, opinion is just opinion. It's not a legal law. Yeah. Naam. Any question from the brother who is here today? No? Any question? Okay.
Humanity, in a person, in a Muslim, we have so many categories. The Muslim, Mu'min, Mutaqin, Muqarrabin, Salihin. Yeah. Muqarrabin, I think, is the highest. Based on your level of Iman.
Correct.
So there is a last verse in the Surah Fajr talking about the Mutma'inah soul.
Mutma'inah.
Yes. When the what they call, angel invite the soul to come up, right? To come up to, when to take the soul away. So that Mutma'inah in that verse, who are the person with such soul? And we have to relate to the Muqarrabin Mutaqin, so which level? Thank you.
Okay, alhamdulillah. In Surah Fajr, Allah said, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardi. Those kind of soul, whatever term that is being used, Muslim, of course, Mu'min, of course, Mutaqin, Mukhlisin, everything is there already. You can have everything. Salihin, Muqarrabin, all is there. It's one in together. If not, you cannot attain nafsul mutma'inna. A peaceful soul. A soul that is pleasing Allah. And this soul have compromised everything. All this different category is there. So to attain that soul, you must have all this with you. If not, you have to work harder. The rest is just to show you the level. Muslim, and then you upgrade to Mu'min, upgrade to Muttaqin, and of course, Muttaqin, Muslim, and Mu'min must have Mukhlisin, must be sincere. And Muqarribin, they must be close. Salihin, they must act righteously. All is one. Yeah? Only when you attain taqwa, you have everything. That's why every time when Allah says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, ittaqillah. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, ittaqillah. Yeah? Because taqwa is the highest level. That means when you have taqwa, you have all the others already. Yeah? Inshallah. Last question from the sisters. Any question from the girls? Any questions, sister? You can pass the mic if the sister is going to.
Thank you. Assalamualaikum, Shaykh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Just now you mentioned about three level of people mentioned by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You mentioned one is the leader, and then you mentioned the knowledgeable, the knowledge, people with knowledge, and the third one, okay. I missed the third one maybe.
Yeah, the third one, majority is like all of us. That means you don't have authority, neither you are a speaker, so, but you have the heart. If you see something very wrong, your heart rejects. You cannot say, who are you? No reporter come and ask your opinion. Because we are nobody. So that's why you see, people who are like us, not important. No news want to cover anything from us. They go to all these politicians, all these celebrities and ask it. We, alhamdulillah, lay person, simple. But we, our heart at least, must say no. If you don't feel, then you know there's no more Iman. That means you don't have the right and qualified to say you are the people who have Iman no more. That is the weakest one. That one will kill you because you don't feel for anything anymore. But alhamdulillah, I believe most of the Muslims still have that. They will just talk among themselves. Why? When you look at the picture that people share with you, how, you know, they kill all this innocent baby, you cry. You shed tears. Alhamdulillah. But if you have no, how do you feel? Nothing, lah. They deserve that. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. If you cannot even feel, you are a heartless people. And that will go under the category, Allah said, وَلَقَدْ زَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. I prepare hellfire for the jinn and the ins, human. They have heart. They are heartless people. They don't feel anything. Gone case. Your heart is dead. So that is the third group. Clear? Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless us, brothers and sisters. We end by tasbih, kifara. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Glory be to you, O Allah. All praises belong to you. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship except you alone. To you we seek for forgiveness. Forgive us, O Allah. To you we repent. Accept our repentance, O Allah. Amin. Ya Rabbil Alamin. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.